Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again, sharing with you on the subject of overcoming hindrances to being led by the Holy Spirit. Remember, when we overcome, it's because of the fact that we are walking in the ways of the Lord. And those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What are some of the reasons for not being led by the Holy Spirit? Not being God inside minded. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You got to start listening to Him on the inside of you. If you're tied into the world, if you're conformed to the world, and you haven't allowed yourself to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you're not going to be hearing the Lord. If you haven't separated yourself from the things that are not of Him, stay away from all idolatry. Touch not the unclean thing and separate yourself from everything that's not of Him, so then you can be led by the Lord. If you don't have the Word in your heart or the Word in your mind, and you don't put it first place in your life, you won't be led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit takes the Word, writes it in your heart and mind. You're the epistle of Christ, and it's written by the Holy Spirit in your life. He is going to lead you in line with the Word of God. If you don't check things out in line with what the Scriptures are, the things you hear, you think, or you feel, you've got to be sure they're in line with the Word of God. If you don't walk by faith, but you walk by what you see, by what you feel, by the way things seem or look, you'll be hindered to being led by the Holy Spirit. He operates through your spirit by faith. If you don't trust in the Lord, if you lean to your own understanding, if you don't acknowledge Him in all your ways, and you don't let the Lord direct your paths, you will not be led by the Holy Spirit. God says, trust in Him. Don't lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. He will direct your steps. That's another point, is realizing that God is leading you step by step. The Lord directs our steps, praise God. And you've got to learn that it's going to be a step-by-step process in being led by the Holy Spirit in your life. You also got to keep your heart right. When your heart's right, God is with you according to what's in your heart. And He looks for those whose heart is perfect towards Him so He can show Himself strong on your behalf. Now the principle, if you're not pliable to the Lord by putting God's Word first place, then you're not going to be yielded to Him to hear what He wants you to do. We saw that scripture in Psalms 37:4, delight yourself also in the Lord. The word delight means soft or pliable, being yielded, adaptable. You have to be pliable, bendable, yielded to the Lord if you're going to be able to be led by the Holy Spirit to see the desires of your heart. You know, many Christians have desires of their heart, but they've not seen them come to pass. Why is that? God put those desires in you. It's because we have not been pliable, yielded, and led by the Holy Spirit in walking out what He wants us to do, directed in our steps, in order to see these things come to pass. If you're rebellious, if you want your own way, if you're stubborn, if you're so preoccupied with yourself, you're not going to be pliable before the Lord, and you won't be yielded unto Him. This brings us to another principle we talked about, is not denying yourself. You've got to deny yourself so that you can be led by the Holy Spirit and walk in the ways of His Word. If you got your thoughts thinking the fleshly way, if you're moved by your feelings, which is the voice of your flesh, you are not going to be led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to lead you in line with the Word and from your spirit. If you haven't committed your way to the Lord, you know, some people, they want God to give them an answer, but they want to walk in their own way, basically. If you want to walk in your own way, you're not going to get the answers from the Holy Spirit. You've got to commit your way unto the Lord, then you'll be led by the Holy Spirit. We've looked at scriptures on all these principles. If you're carrying cares and worries and anxieties, you're not going to be led by the Holy Spirit. You've got to learn to cast those cares upon the Lord and pray the Word of God and listen unto Him. Another principle that we looked at is over in Genesis 24, verse 27, verse 40 and 48. Where it says that I being in the way, when you're in the way of the Lord, He said, the Lord before whom I walk will send His angel with thee, If you're in the way of the Lord, that means you're walking consistently after the ways of God, after the Word of God. And what will happen if you're walking step by step? Then He's going to send His angel with thee and prosper thy way. And because of that, He'll lead you in the right way. And that's exactly what happened. And you're going to see the desire of your heart or the promise of God come to pass in your life. See, these angels are going to be going forth and they minister for you the heirs of salvation. They're going to hearken to the voice of the Word. They're going to respond to prayer. They're going to respond when you are walking in the ways of the Lord. If you're walking in the ways of the Lord, you're praying, you're confessing the Word, you're speaking the Word, you're doing what God tells you to do, and you're not going to be hindered. Instead, you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit because the angels will be out there and they'll be prospering your way. Another principle that we saw is if we do not humble ourselves and prove ourselves by walking in His ways, we will not be led by the Holy Spirit. We saw the fact that God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Deuteronomy 8, chapter 2, the Bible talks about how the Lord led thee to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in your heart and whether you'll keep the commandments or not. If you've humbled yourself, you've proved yourself before God by walking in His ways, then you are going to be led by the Holy Spirit. He wants us to walk the straight and narrow way. We're not going to turn to the left. We're not going to turn to the right. We're going to walk the ways of the Word of God. Another principle that's important is being sure that we are yielded to the leadership of the Holy Spirit step by step. In Psalms 37, verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. God will lead you step by step, and it's the steps of the good man. The good man's the valiant man, the courageous man, the overcoming man. They are ordered by the Lord. And he says, he delighteth in his way. You're going to delight in the ways of the Lord because you're going to follow those steps. Things just aren't going to happen just now. Every time you want to see it happen, it's going to happen little by little as you walk consistently in the ways of the Lord. So many people want everything now. They want it now. That shows someone who's selfish. They just want what they want, and they're not really interested in following the ways of the Lord. If you're following the ways of the Lord, you know that the things, the promises of God, they're going to come to pass in due season. What you sow, you're going to reap if you faint not. God's looking for some consistency in walking out step by step the will of God in your life. And then you'll be led by the Holy Spirit and possess your promises. Another principle we're looking at the conclusion of last broadcast is if you won't drive out your enemies, if you won't root them out above and beneath, that means to cast out the demonic spirits, you're going to have to cut off everything that's not of Him, cut off the negative influences, crucify the flesh, cut off everything below and above, and then you're going to enter into possessing your promised land. Now in John chapter 10, in verse 3, the Bible says here, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. God is calling you, and he calls his own sheep by name. And it says when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and his sheep follow him, for they know his voice. We are to be a sheep. What is a sheep? A sheep is one who follows the shepherd. When you see the sheep out in the field, they're following the shepherd very closely. Whichever way the shepherd turns, the sheep follow him. They're right there. They're not wandering off their own way. That's what a goat does. Instead, we're going to be a sheep. We're going to be a sheep to follow the Lord very closely. And this is what we've got to do. If you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit and hear His voice, you've got to follow Him closely, not from a distance. Many Christians kind of follow God from a distance. No, you need to get into an intimate fellowship with Him. You need to follow Him very closely, walking in the ways of the Lord. And then the sheep, as they are being led, they're going to hear His voice. In fact, it says they know His voice. In fact, in verse 5, it says, a stranger they will not follow, but they'll flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. You've got to get to that place. You'll know His voice because you're following the Lord so close. If you're hearing the voice of strangers, then you're not following the Lord very close. It says they know not the voice of strangers. You shouldn't even be hearing the voice of strangers that are contrary to the Word. That's why you've got to separate yourself. If you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, you've got to become a true sheep who's going to follow Him closely. Then in verse 27, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. If you're a real sheep, you're going to hear the voice of the Lord. and this voice is going to speak. It's like a still, small voice. We've got to learn to recognize how God speaks to us. That's another hindrance to being led by the Holy Spirit, if you do not recognize how God speaks. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. The Bible says, "Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. And when you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left." Here it says, you'll hear a word behind thee. Many times, the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Lord speaking to you, will be like a word that you hear. It seems like it's behind you. It seems like it comes out of nowhere. But it's, "This is the way, walk ye in it." It'll be a word that comes to you. It's coming up from your spirit, from the Holy Spirit. It seems like it comes from within or behind you, out of nowhere. Another way that he speaks is with that still, small voice. Over in 1 Kings 19, it talks about how God was not, after the wind there was an earthquake, and God was not in the earthquake, and it talked about how he was not in the wind, and then after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And this is 1 Kings 19:12, and it says, "And after the fire, a still, small voice." A still, small voice. God was in the still, small voice. You got to learn to recognize that God is going to speak to you with a still, small voice. That's why you got to get quiet before him. If you're so full of anxiety and your attention's on yourself and all these other things and things of the world, you're not going to be tuned into him. It's a still, small voice from within as you are focusing upon him and listening to him. Also, Romans 8:16, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we're the children of God." Recognizing the inward witness, following the inward witness. You know, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Proverbs 20, verse 27. You got to realize that there's going to be an inward witness that is going to show you the way of the Lord. And we've got to learn to listen to his voice. You're going to hear his voice if you follow him closely. Learn to recognize it'll be a word that comes as if it's behind you, like a still, small voice. And there'll be an inward witness, an inward quickening, a knowing within yourself, that a peace within yourself comes as well. A quickening that this is the way of the Lord. And then you'll be led by the Holy Spirit, and it will be in line with the Word of God. Do these principles, and God will lead you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.